Oh, why don't we give him another hand clap of praise? He is worthy of our praise. Amen. I'll say yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd like to stand for the reading this morning, I have a pretty lengthy several scriptures here I want to read. But we'll go through a first set and I'll let you sit down and I'll continue. Isaiah 45 and verse 20. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations that have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Hallelujah. He is God. He is the one and only true God. Amen. He is God. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We love you. We praise you. We ask you to anoint this lesson this morning. We give you praise and glory for what you're going to do in these services today. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Before you're seated, look at your neighbor and grab him and say, he is God. Amen, amen, amen. Then I'd like to turn your attention to Isaiah 46, and we see a different set of gods here. And I would like to read this. Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to the hairs will I carry you. That means gray hairs, or when you get old and you have gray hairs, or some of us have receding hair or no hair, he's still going to carry you. Amen, amen. I have made you, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulders. They carry him and set him in the place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. And then we're going to go to Joshua 24. Now therefore fear the Lord. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father serves on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. I've come to tell somebody, you need to put down the false gods of this world. Egypt is a type of world, and begin to serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Make that a declaration in your heart and your life today. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to talk to you this morning just for a little while about a carrier of gods with a little g, not a real God, a carrier of gods, or a God that carries you. A God that carries you. I am so glad that when I call on the name of Jesus, I feel His presence and anointing come into that situation just like that, because I have a relationship with my God. He is alive. He is real. He will answer my prayers. He communes and protects and guides and directs. And I'm thankful. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. 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 That we looked at some of these other gods. Baal bows down, and that is spelled B-E-L. Baal bows down. Nebo stoops low. Baal was the same god as the Phoenician god called Baal, which B-A-A-L. I'm sure you've seen that in reading your Bible, but it was the same god as that Phoenician god, and it was the chief god of Babylon, and it was dedicated to celebrate the Tower of Babylon, and it's identical with the sun. It was worshipped on turrets and housetops and other high places so they could be nearer to the heavenly host. And it also identified with the planet Jupiter at that time, which with Venus under the name Astaroth, and they were worshipped in the east as the god of fortune, wealth, or money. These are what these people set up as their gods, and this is what they were worshiping. And in the worship of Baal, they burned incense, and they danced around naked, and in acts of lascivious acts and ceremonies, and in certain high celebrations and times, they would even go so far as to sacrifice their children and their young ones. And then we look at Nebo, and he was a proclaimer prophet. He was a Chaldean god, identified with the astronomy, with the planet Mercury, the god of writing, or by extension, the god of science and learning. This was the god that they believed in, and what they made into this god. It also represented the thought of fate or karma. These were the two most prominent gods of their day. They were worshipped in almost every city of that era and time in that world. We find these two preeminent gods bowing down and stooping low in the text we read. It seems that the people which are worshipping them are being carried out into captivity, and they are basically being taken by King Cyrus, and the idols that they are, you know, they're covered in gold and fine jewels, and these images and idols that they have created as a god, and they are being carried off as bounty from a battlefield. They're being carried off by the same people that made them into a god as a spoil of war. They are born on beasts and a burden on them and the shoulders of man that once worshipped them. Now they're having to carry these this gold and this idol image out and going into captivity. The Babylons, their idols could not save themselves. Those gods that they worshipped and put up as an idol in front of them, and they would bow down and they would have these sinful acts of ceremonies and kill their children for. They could not save them. They could not protect them. They couldn't even walk out on their own. They had to be carried out by beast. And now when the people need them the most to answer their prayers, they have become a burden to them. They have become a weight to them. They have become a hindrance to them, carried on their backs. They should have been the carriers of the people, as Jehovah God is to His people, as Jesus will be to you. And they have actually become the burden, or the baggage, if you will, that these people are having to carry with them and their subjects. But Jehovah said, Jehovah said in Isaiah 46, 3 and 4, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb." Hallelujah. From your birth to your death, Jesus will be with you. If you'll make him the God and the Lord of your life, I'm here to tell you, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never let you down. God's not always early, but he's always on time. Amen? He's always on time, no matter what you're facing. You know, you have to come to the realization sometimes he's not going to do it like you think it should be done. But he's going to do it. He's going to do it if you'll just call on his name. Isaiah 46 and 4, "And even to your old age, I am he, even to your hoar hairs, which I carry you, I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." Hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't know what that hoar hair, H-O-A-R, hairs meant. I looked it up. It means when you get old and gray. Gray hairs, that's what it means in the original translation. Hallelujah. If you got, I got some few strands of gray hairs. I tell everybody, that's the extent of my wisdom. I'm glad to have gray hairs. Better than having no hair at all. Hallelujah. I'm holding on to it as best I can. Deuteronomy 1 and 31. "And in the wilderness, well, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place." What God is saying is these other gods, they couldn't even pick up the people and carry them and protect them and comfort them. These people had to carry them on their backs, and their beast had to carry them on their backs and carry them out as a spoil. But he's declared, "I will carry you, I will protect you, I will provide for you, I will do for you when nobody and nothing else works. God works. God works." And sometimes it takes us going through and making mistake after mistake in the process. We are in the process, and God has a process to everything in the Word of God. If you keep falling over the same thing, quit doing the same thing. You got to change part of the problem or the equation to change the answer. Give your heart to God. Give your life to God. Try it. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Because if you will, if you'll give your heart and your life to God, and you'll begin to make him the center of your home and the center of your family and the center of your life, of your marriage, of your relationships with your children, he will show up and take care of and provide for, because he is the God. He is the only one God. He is the living God. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last. He's everything you'll ever need. Hallelujah. He said, "I held you like a baby in my arms, even from birth, and shall sustain you even into your old." Hallelujah. The true God, the true God, the true one and living God will never fail his worshipers or his followers. God is consistent. He will be with you the same forever, from birth until death. He will be with you. You might choose to leave him, but he'll always be there when you come back and say, "God, here I am. God, I'm sorry. God, forgive me." You've got to have a repentant heart. "God, forgive me. If there's something that's holding me back or tripping me up, God, forgive me. Work on me. God, fix me." I pray week, every, just about every day, "God, if there's something that I could do better to touch your kingdom and your people and to be better as a, I want to make it to heaven, God. I want to be in a right relationship with you, God. If there's something that maybe I'm doing or saying that I don't mean it offensive, but maybe it's offending somebody, God, I'm sorry. Please help me. Help me to grow. Help me to learn. Help me to be better." He's going to hold you from birth until death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 and 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. That excites me this morning, folks. Matthew 28 and verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen, 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 amen. He's with you always. Well, Brother Baggett's not seeing me do this, so it'll be okay. God sees you. Well, Mama's not knowing what I'm doing this morning, but God sees you. He's watching. He's listening. He's listening. You know, who went to the Christmas banquet? Raise your hand. Did you go? I know more of you. Yeah, there you go. We had a game there about you can't say I. And there's two people in here that last year and this year, they were great at it. And one was Pastor and one was Brother Doucette. And they back and forth between the two of them. And from that, over the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking, you know, the words that we say that we don't even realize we say sometimes. You know, there's power in that tongue. It has the power to uplift or the power to destroy. So I've been trying to watch some of the words that I say. I've been trying to address some of the things in my life of how I say things. Maybe I'm saying it in frustration or habit. If you were there, you know it's hard not to say I. It just comes out. Well, I saw. Well, I like. Well, it's difficult. But there's power in the words we say. When you come to Jesus and you say, God, I repent. I'm sorry. God, I want to make you the Lord of my life. I don't want to take the Lord's name in vain. Well, I was just praying. No, you weren't. Oh, God. Most of the time, it's something like this. Oh, God, I can't believe that stupid car pulled out in front of me. Can you believe that? I had to go to Monroe this week, and I went to the Walmart in Monroe, and I promise you, I don't care if I ever walk in that Walmart again. There was 5,000-plus people in that place. It was ridiculous. And I had several moments when I was thinking, man, these are some crazy people. They are some, they're some nut jobs up there. My wife is from Monroe, but she's not a nut job. Hallelujah. But yeah, she's not here either. That's shh, it's our secret. Sister Baggett, do not give her this CD. But I begin to listen to what people were saying and what was important. You start hearing what's important to people. And maybe you don't have a golden image in your house of a God that you're worshiping like Nebo or Baal. But there are things that consume us. There are things that take priority in our lives sometimes that if we're not careful, they're not necessarily wrong things. But if we're not careful, we serve a jealous God. He's jealous. He gets angry and frustrated like we do. Sometimes I wonder if we're, it could be, God, I don't want to make you jealous because I really enjoy doing this. You know, so we got to keep things in proper perspective. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the ends of the world. He's saying, I was your protector in the beginning, and I'm going to be there when you don't know which way to go. You don't know which way is up or down. You know, material things will come and go. Houses will come and go. People in your life and around you will come and go. But God is there. God is there. You know, when you get old, and I'm getting there, in the Hebrew, it was, this scripture talking about I will be there even when you get hoar hairs, gray hairs. In this scripture, it's a very descriptive passage of scripture. It's like one who has come to become old for business or work, or they've because of sickness that they have in their body, they can't physically put out anymore and bring in an income or a living or their infirmities. And in this time, in this period, if you couldn't work, there wasn't a 401k back then. There wasn't a retirement plan back then. You worked and then you died. You know, and that he was telling this people, I'm going to be with you no matter what state you are in. No matter what place you find yourself, I will be there. Though you change, I will still always be the same. That's what he's saying to them. And even though situations change, he said he is going to be there. Look at Scripture. Look at people in the Scripture. Look at Daniel, for example. Daniel 6:27. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? He delivered the 4 Hebrew children boys from the fiery furnace. He delivered Israel from Egypt. He delivered Moses from the Red Sea situation. He delivered Paul from death. Look at 2 Corinthians 1:10. Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. He delivered Paul from evil. 2 Timothy 4:18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Hallelujah. And will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, he is able to deliver you from that situation. Don't let the devil lie to you anymore, get you down anymore. You can make it. You can live for God. You can have a right relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen. He is able to deliver all of his people from the temptations of the devil. 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. I'm here to tell you this morning, the Lord God, the living God, is our divine helper. Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say,